إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مفتاح الجنة الصلاة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام Alhamdulillah, my respected elders and dear brothers. First and foremost, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us many, many favors, many, many bounties. So many favors and so many bounties. We try and enumerate and count the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll never ever be able to do so. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. Try and count the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll never ever be able to do so. Out of the many, many favors, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with the gift of Iman. This kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. We make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak made us Muslims. Allah ta'ala has given us this kalima. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak keep us pakka Musliman, strong with Iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us mort and death upon Iman. And on the day of Qiyam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resurrect us with kamil and perfect Iman. Allahumma thabbitna ala al-Iman, wa amitna ala al-Iman, wa ahshurna yawm al-qiyamati ma'a al-Iman. And daily we need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this gift of Iman. If we just have to close our eyes a little and ponder, think, what would have been my condition had I not been a Muslim? Had I not been a reciter of this kalima, wake up in the morning perhaps, bowing down before some idol, making puja of some idol, worshipping the sun, worshipping the moon, some animal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has saved me from all that. Allah Pak has given me this great gift of Iman. Every day I have to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. Ya Rabbana lakal hamdu bi ni'mati al-Iman. Ya Rabbana lakal hamdu bi ni'mati al-Islam. Ya Rabbana lakal hamdu bi ni'mati al-Quran. The ni'mat of Iman, the ni'mat of Islam, the ni'mat of Quran. Out of the many, many bounties and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Pak has given us, Janab-e Pak, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of the great favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon this ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this in the Quran Majeed. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعْتَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. It is definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ihsan and favor upon you and I. Upon those people who recite the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favor upon us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us Janab-e Pak, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our Nabi. Allahu Akbar. One of the titles of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Imam al-Anbiya. The Imam of all the Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam. And my respected elders and your brothers, we find that in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were many, many mu'jizat, many, many miracles which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused to happen, caused to take place on the Mubarak hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of those miracles is the great event of Mi'raj. What does Mi'raj mean? Ascension, where Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes up to the seven heavens. The incident is lengthy. Year in and year out, every year, we hear this incident. My respected elders and your brothers, one is we hear the incident after the lecture, after the bayan, subhanahu rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, and we all go home and forget about it. No, my respected elders and your brothers, our ulama tell us that the great lessons from the incident of Mi'raj, from this great event that had taken place, that we need to take it to heart. That great gift to Janab-e Pak Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given, the gift of Salah. The gift of Salah. 5 times a day, a mu'min and a believer needs to bow down, prostrate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this, a brief explanation on the incident of Mi'raj. Then we'll continue. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is lying down near the Kaaba, near the Hatim. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is lying down. The angels come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They approach Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His Mubarak chest is opened. The heart of the Mubarak heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taken out, washed with the water of Zamzam. And thereafter Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taken from Makkah Mukarramah. From Makkah Mukarramah, Baytul Haram, to Masjid al-Aqsa, Baytul Maqdis. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this in the Quran and Majid. This incident, or this part of the journey by night, the entire journey had taken place in the night. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to this part of the journey. It means from Makkah Mukarramah, from Baytul Haram, to Masjid al-Aqsa in Palestine. This part of the journey is called Isra. Now ulama tell us, the person who denies this part of the journey, automatically becomes a kafir, is a non-Muslim. Why? Because he's denying the Quran. And that person who denies the Mi'raj, many people will give us different stories about Mi'raj. It happened in the dream of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, etc. There's no such incident had taken place. We should be very, very careful. Authentic riwayat and ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that definitely it had taken place. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam physically, bodily, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had gone to the seven heavens. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, speaks about this incident. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taken from Masjidul Haram, from Makkah Mukarramah. The ulama tell us for the animal which is called the buraq, little smaller than a horse, little bigger than a mule or a donkey. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taken on the swift animal. They say the speed of this animal is where a person's sight, a person's gaze reaches. As far as that will be the next step, the next leap of that animal. Extremely swift, very, very fast. Buraq comes from the word barq in Arabic, which means lightning. Lightning fast, this animal. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to Masjid al-Aqsa, to Baytul Maqdis, and he meets the entire congregation of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And then Jibreel Amin takes the Mubarak hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he brings Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam front in the Musalla. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now makes imamat. He performs the salah, and all the Anbiya alayhi, approximately 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, perform salah behind Janabi Pak Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now this is one of the reasons, the title Imamul Anbiya. This is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is given the title Imamul Anbiya. Many of us, we go to Makkah, Medina, we go in front of the Rosa Mubarak, As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah, As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Habibullah. Then we also say As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Imamul Anbiya. May salat and salam, may peace and salutation be upon Janabi Pak Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Imam al-Anbiya. So here Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes the imamat, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performs the salah. This was a great honor that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest of all mankind, the greatest of all Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam, to ever set foot on the surface of this earth, Janabi Pak Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taken to the heavens. He meets various Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam in the different heavens. Then he comes to a place called Sidratul Muntaha. Sidratul Muntaha, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is there, that place. Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, past here, I cannot travel. I have no authority to pass this place. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes past. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this in the Quran. وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ مَرَّةً أُخْرَىٰ عِنَّ سِدْرَةِ الْمُنْتَهَىٰ. In the 26th, the Jews of the Quran and Majid, on the 27th Jews of the Quran and Majid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on this occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also sees Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam in his original form. Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam's original form, one wing on the east, one wing on the west, will cover the entire horizon. That's how huge he was. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees him in his original form. Thereafter, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the great gift of salah. Great gift of salah. In fact, ulama tell us from the ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were three gifts that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received on this night. But when we generally speak with the night of Mi'raj, speak about salah. One is the last two verses of Surah Baqarah. آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كلنا آمنا. The entire great du'as are mentioned in this. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one hadith mentions that these are the treasures from beneath the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is one of the gift. Another gift, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was also given something to this effect, that that person who recites the kalima, does not describe partners into Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala, guaranteed Jannat is his. This was the third gift that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was given. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was given that salah. We all know the lengthy incident. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is given 50 salah. He comes down. He meets Sayyidina Musa Alaihi Salatu Wasalam. Musa Alaihi Salatu Wasalam, conversation takes place between Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Musa Alaihi Salatu Wasalam. 50 salah. Musa Alaihi Salatu Wasalam says, O Nabi of Allah, Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, لَقَدْ جَرَّبْتُ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. I've tried and tested the Bani Israel. I had a very hard time with the Bani Israel. And you know what? 50 salah is too much. Your ummah won't manage. Go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for some concession. Too difficult. They'll never manage. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes back 50, then 45, 40. Over and over again he comes. He comes back to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Still won't manage. Go back. Come. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to and fro. He goes. Finally it comes to 5 salah. Comes to it's finally the concession is now 5 salah. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam insists that لَقَدْ جَرَّبْتُ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. I've tested the Bani Israel. I know them. Your ummah will not be able to manage. Even 5 namaz, 5 times a day salah, they won't be able to manage. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned something to his effect that now I feel shy. Now I feel shy. I cannot go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask him for any more discount, any more concession. No, no. And then the announcement is made, oh, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, indeed we have ordained this 5 times daily salah, but the reward will be for 50 salah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. This is one of the khususiyat and the specialities of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do little also. Do little. And the rewards are abundant, tremendous, huge rewards a person will get. One of the specialities of the life of Rasul of the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes back and he narrates this incident. The kuffar of Makkah Mukarramah, they reject this incident. Impossible. You realize you went from Makkah Mukarramah to Palestine. It's a long journey, but a month's journey in one night, portion of a night, and you came back. Then you saying you went to the seven heavens, and then you. This is beyond no person. It's impossible. And they began to make a mockery upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They said, now is the right time. Now we will go to Siddiq Akbar. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. He's right hand man. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's right hand man. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. Let's go to him. Let's tell him about this incident. Let's see what he has to say. Now let's see what he has to say. Come to Siddiq Akbar. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They mentioned this incident to him. He listens to this incident, the entire incident, what these non-Muslims, the kuffar, the disbelievers mentioned to him. And then he asked them one question. Did the Nabi of Allah, did Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mention this or not? He said, yes, definitely, that is why we are coming to you. He did say that. If he says that, then I believe that without any question. I close my eyes, definitely it had happened. Definitely it has happened. I have no doubt whatsoever. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam becomes extremely happy. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala is given the title Siddiq. Holy say Siddiq Akbar. The person who testifies. Truthful person. He, without any questions, he accepted. Now my respected elders and your brothers, coming to the real topic, the entire topic of Mi'raj, but the real lessons, what we need to take to heart is that importance of Salah. Importance of Salah in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. This is what we need to take to heart, my respected elders and your brothers. If we have taken this to heart, our ulama tell us, our entire life is sorted out. Our entire life is sorted out. No, you go, person is having difficulty, got some problems, goes to his boss, goes to somebody, no, tomorrow come see me at 10 o'clock, we'll sort something out. Come see me tomorrow, we will sort something out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, 5 times a day perform salah, we won't sort something, we'll sort everything out. Everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will solve all our problems. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to us, As-salatu imaduddin. That salah is a fundamental pillar of deen of Islam. That person who upholds his salah, establishes his salah, then my respected elders and the brothers, in fact he has established his entire deen. Everything else will fall in place. But that person who has problems with his salah, the salah is not right. In fact, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, in the ulama yuhasabu bihi al-abdu yawm al-qiyamati as-salah. The first thing on the day of Qiyamah, a person will be questioned about Salah. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to us something to the effect, in صَلُحَتْ صَلُحَ سَائِرُ عَمَلِهِ وَإِنْ فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ سَائِرُ عَمَلِهِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ صَلَاتُ وَسَلَامُ. Something to the effect, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if the namaz is right, everything else will be smoother. It will be easy. But if there's problems with that salah, if the salah has not been established, then my respected elders and brothers, there will be problems thereafter. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, during his khilafat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaves this world. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala becomes a khalifa. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala now also leaves this world. Umar radiallahu ta'ala becomes Amirul Mu'mineen. At that time, my respected elders and brothers, great futuhat, great conquests have taken place in the Islamic world. Huge. Many countries were conquered at the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. People began to enter into Islam in large numbers. And Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu will appoint governors different places. Those people who are in charge of running the affairs of the state under the leadership of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was based in Medina Munawwara. Now Umar radiallahu kataba Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu ummalihi. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu writes to all his governors. And he gives them advice. As you and I, we're in the position, make sure the tax comes, make sure the money is coming in, make sure the revenue, make sure everything is in order. But what was the advice of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu to all his governors? إِنَّ أَهَمَّ أُمُورِكُمْ عِنْدِيَ الصَّلَاةِ إِنَّ أَهَمَّ أَمْرِكُمْ عِنْدِيَ الصَّلَاةِ مَنْ حَفِظَهَا وَحَافِظَ عَلَيْهَا حَفِظَ دِينَهُ وَمَنْ ضَيَّعَهَا فَهُوَ لِمَا سِوَاهَا أَضْيَعُ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عُمَرُ بْنُ الْخَطَّابِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ. Umar radiallahu anhu, when he writes to his governors, he says to his governors that indeed, according to me, the most important of all your affairs is a namaz. So 5 times daily salah. If that is correct, if you protect that, if you safeguard that, if that is in order, there's no problems with that. Hafiz adina. You'll protect your deen, you'll protect everything. Everything will be sorted. All your problems will be solved. And then Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu says, وَمَنْ ضَيَّعَهَا. That person who is lazy with regard to his salah. Person who is lazy. Let us ask ourselves, my respected elders and brothers, if you look in the fifth juz of the Quran, the fifth para, the last page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the hypocrites, the munafiqeen. Munafiqeen were those people who claimed that they were Muslims, but in their hearts they were non-Muslims. In the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the literal meaning of the munafiq, of a hypocrite, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about them, that they will be in the lowest part of Jahannam, the worst types of punishment will be meted out to them. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the qualities. One of their qualities, and we need to ask ourselves, my respected elders and brothers, we are Ashikir Rasul, we love Janabi Pak Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are his ardent lovers, we love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that ushk of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our heart. God, the Shair says, Allah ke baad, Nabi ke naam roshan, agar ishq habib na ho, to jina haram. The ushk of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about these hypocrites. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about their qualities, one of their qualities. وَإِذَا قَوْمُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَوْمُوا كُسَالَى يُرَاءُونَ النَّاسِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when they stand up for salah, they stand up lazily. Lazily. Now, after perform the namaz, you know, come, clock cards, go back home. Like how some people say, person comes up, down, kiss the ground, back to town. That, my respected elders and brothers, no. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in various places in the Quran and Majid, different places Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about salah. But the word that is used is establishing salah. Iqamu salah, aqamu salah, aqimu salah, aqimu salah, utlu ma uhiya ilayka min al-kitabi wa aqimu salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about establishing that salah. My respected elders and brothers, we find that we need to ask ourselves, each and every one of us, I need to ask myself, you ask yourself, each and every one of us, that are these qualities, or is this quality found in me or not? My salah. Do I perform your duty with beauty? Establishing that salah, performing that salah with khushu and khudu, with devotion and concentration, Allahu Akbar, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is replying to that person. That is why one of the du'as that we recite after the farz salah, after the farz namaz, the Imam sahab many times making this du'a. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives this du'a to Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to Mu'adh, Ya Mu'adh, wallahi inni la uhibbuk. Oh my beloved Mu'adh, Allah's qasam, I love you. I love you. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I love you. I'm giving you a gift. Take this. فَلَا تَدَعْ أَن تَقُولْ دُبْرَ كُلِّ الصَّلَاةِ اللَّهُمَّ أَعِنِّي عَلَى ذِكْرِكَ وَشُكْرِكَ وَحُسْنِ عِبَادَتِكَ. We should try and learn this dua. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, Oh Mu'adh, I love you. I'm giving you this one wazifa, this one dua. And don't leave it out. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying to Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala, Oh Mu'adh, I love you. Don't leave this out. After your farz namaz, read this dua. What is this dua? Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadah. Who will read this dua? That person is performing his salah. 5 times a day he's performing his salah. The meaning of this dua, Ya Allah, you help me to remember you, to worship you, to Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika, and be grateful to you, and worship you in the best of wa husni ibadatik. Ulama tell us, husni ibadatik, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a beautiful way. Our salah, quality in our salah. When a person is performing salah, Allahu Akbar, is speaking to Allah. Ulama tell us, the scholars tell us, one of the ways of developing this quality of khushu, of devotion and concentration in salah, try it. Might sound easy, but it's difficult. In every rukun of salah, in every posture of salah, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 3 times only. Try it. Person, Allahu Akbar. He's remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now his mind is moving to Dubai, moving to China, to Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara. Ulama tell us, you have to bring it back. You have to bring our focus back. At least 3 times in each rukun. Ulama tell us, we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. We'll find, inshallah, in a short space of time, this quality of ihsan. This quality of ihsan will be developed. This khushu and khudu, this devotion and concentration will be established in our salah. Khair. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala when I rise to his governors and he says to them that the most important of all things to me, of all the matters, is that namaz, that 5 times daily salah. And if you have to look at the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed so much of emphasis on salah, and more especially my respected elders and dear brothers, we as men, 5 times daily salah in the masjid with jamaat. Many of us will say, no, I'm performing salah, I'm reading namaz at home. No, my respected elders and brothers, we are so fortunate in our country. As the jamaats that move in the different parts of the world, one masjid is here, one musalla is here, and the next masjid, next musalla, 20, 30, 40 k's away. Sometimes a person has to travel by train, 1 hour journey to get to the closest masjid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us, my respected elders and brothers. Every corner, every locality, 1 masjid, 2 masjid, 3 masjid. We need to grab these opportunities. We need to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that we grab these opportunities. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my respected elders and brothers, in his last stages, the last part of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, last few days before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could leave this world, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is extremely sick. Severe headaches. Many a times Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is unconscious. Ulama tell us. But in this condition also, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is extreme, excruciating pain. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yuhadda bayna al-rajulain. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now, take support on the shoulders of 2 Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. The ulama tell us some riwayat. Ali radiallahu ta'ala, Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, while the Mubarak feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Mubarak feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are dragging on the ground. In this condition also, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought to the masjid. Allahu Akbar. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala is performing the salah. You know, every person, every child, he will honor and respect his father. His whole life, okay, if he disobeyed his father, didn't listen to his father, he gave his father a difficult time. Now his father is leaving this world. Oh, my son, I've got one request.
This obedient child also, whatever request, whatever wasiyah that father got, no, my papa, my father, let me try and do this one request my entire life, this one thing. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ulama tell us, before he's leaving this world, the last words that are emanating, coming out from the Mubarak mouth, from the Mubarak lips of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as-salah, as-salah, wa ma malakat aymanukum. Ulama tell us, it comes in the riwayat, in the hadith, that to such an extent, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued repeating this until Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's voice became softer and softer and softer. Very, very unclear. As-salah wa ma malakat aymanukum. Oh my ummat, be careful with regard to your salah. Be careful with regard to your namaz. Guard your salah. Protect your salah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, wa ma malakat aymanukum, and your subordinates, those people that work under you, treat them kindly. Treat them kindly. Those are the last two words that came out from the Mubarak lips of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before he left this world. O my ummat, guard your salah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we mentioned, more especially for men, for you and I, our salah in the masjid, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam become extremely disturbed, perturbed, angry. And who was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Rahmatul lil alameen. Rahmat to the entire mankind, for the entire universe. Leave alone human beings, leave alone non-Muslims, even the animals. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had that shafqat and the quality of mercy, that soft spot in the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the entire humanity. Allahu Akbar. But yet, when it came to the salah and the namaz in the masjid, we find that certain people are not performing salah in the masjid without a valid excuse. Without a valid excuse, of course, if a person is sick, he cannot come, extremely sick, whatever the case may be, there's a different story, but without a valid excuse. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, so angry, لَقَدْ هَمَمْتُ أَنْ أَمُرَ فِتْيَتِي. It is my heart's desire. I will tell the youngsters, فَيَجْمَعُوا لِي حَزْمًا مِّنْ حَطَبٍ, that they must gather some firewood for me. Some firewood. And I will go and set ثُمَّ آتِي بُيُوتَ قُومِ يُسَلُّونَ فِي بُيُوتِهِمْ ثُمَّ آتِي قُومَ يُسَلُّونَ فِي بُيُوتِهِمْ فَأُحَرِّقُهَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ صَلَاةُ وَسَلَامُ. Then I'll go to the houses of those people performing salah at home. Go to the houses of those people performing salah at home. Now, ask ourselves this question, my respected elders and your brothers. What about those people not performing salah? The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I'll go to the houses of those people performing salah at home without any valid excuse, and I'll set a light there. But because of the women and the children, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my heart's desire, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam become extremely angry. And Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala mentions that namaz in the masjid with jamaat, the importance of it, he says, innahu min sunnah, innaha min sunanil huda. It's from amongst the great sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not an ordinary sunnah. Of course, no sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is ordinary. But this is from amongst the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which has the highest position. إِنَّهُ مِنْ سُنَنِ الْهُدَىٰ. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, and he says, وَلَوْ تَرَكْتُمْ سُنَّةَ نَبِيِّكُمْ لَضَلَلْتُمْ. That if you leave out this sunnah of coming to the masjid and performing salah in the house of Allah with jamaat, you leave out the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَضَلَلْتُمْ, you go off the track. You know, my respected elders and brothers, many people complain, many people have some issues, some problems. There's certain habits. Each and every one of us, we got some issue or the other. We are human beings. We slip up. We make mistakes. But if that salah is performed properly, as we mentioned, establishing salah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises that salah will become a barrier between us and guna. Become a barrier between us and sins. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, establish salah. Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Verily, definitely, salah, the namaz, will stop a person from immorality, from haram actions. It will become a barrier between him and haram actions. Performing salah, standing in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his eyes in the place of sajda, in ruku', his eyes on his feet. He's controlling his gaze. So out of the masjid also, his very same eyes, I looked at the place of sajda. How can I use this to make bad nazri? How can I use these eyes to disobey Allah? These limbs, I used it in the court of Allah, bowing down, prostrating in the court of Allah. How is it possible for me to break the command of Allah? So if a person establishes his salah, then ulama explained to us, then this salah will become a barrier between him and sins. And this salah will be a means of him solving all his problems. Many people complain, hey, look at the situation around the world. The Muslims are being butchered, kicked from pillar to post. You know, if you have to really look at it, never before, my respected elders and brothers, never before in the entire history of Islam, if you look at it, of Muslim Ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that we are so much in number as we are today. Never before. We are so much in number as we are today. But never before we are so disgraced and downtrodden as we are today. Why, my respected elders and brothers? Now, if you have to really look at it, not even 5% of the ummah of Rasulullah is on this first pillar after Iman, the pillar of Salah, the gift that Nabi was given. Take a survey, let's look at it. At the time of Fajr, my respected elders and brothers, masjids are empty. So the solution to all our problems, my respected elders and dear brothers, is Salah. As we said, the Muslim ummah has been kicked from pillar to post. It's not something that's taking place only now. They've taken place before. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about an incident in the time of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. وَوْحِيْنَا إِلَىٰ مُوسَى وَأَخِيهِ أَن تَبَوَّ آلِ قَوْمِكُمَا بِمِصْرَ بُيُوتًا وَاجْعَلُوا بُيُوتَكُمْ قِبْلَةً وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةِ. That, the time of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, we find that the Bani Israel were being persecuted. They were being butchered. They were being killed. Their houses, Allahu Akbar, we find that the places of Salah, Fir'aun and the people of Fir'aun, the army of Fir'aun, destroyed all the places of worship, the places of ibadat, the musalla or the masjid, that time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, وَوْحِيْنَا إِلَىٰ مُوسَى وَأَخِيهِ, and the brother of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, Sayyidina Harun alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs them. Now you tell the Bani Israel, tell the people, that they have destroyed your places of worship. What you do, make your houses into musallas. The namaz room in the house, many of us, we have the namaz room in our house. Make your houses into musallas. وَجَعْلُوا بُيُوتَكُمْ قِبْلَةً وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةِ. I understand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so to say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that there are problems around. People are being butchered. People are being killed. You understand all that. But what you do? You establish that salah. You establish that salah. Make your houses into musallas, into namaz, the namaz rooms, and establish salah in the house. And leave it to us. We'll sort out the rest. In fact, in the 16th juz of the Quran Majid, on the last page, the 16th para on the last page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. Know my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, command your family to perform salah. Tell your household members, the people in your family, the people in your house, in your home, tell them, instruct them to perform salah. وَاسْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا وَرْآبْ بِخُدْ جَمِرْهَا. And you yourself, O beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you yourself remain steadfast. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا. We do not want risk from you. We do not want sustenance from you. نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكْ. You do what you have to do. You perform your salah, we'll sort out the rest. You perform your salah. You know, many a times people complain, oh, there's problems. Husband and wife not talking. Brothers and sisters are fighting. There's problems in the house. There's quarreling in the house. There's no peace in the house. There's no happiness in the house. Why, my respected elders and brothers, many a times, if you have to really look at it, there's no namaz in that house. If there's no namaz in the house, how do we expect barakat and blessing, happiness, sakina, contentment, peace and tranquility to descend upon such a house? We, my respected elders and brothers, as men in our house, in our homes, those who are in charge, is our responsibility. No, mashallah, this incident of Mi'raj, we speak about it. But the lesson of Mi'raj, what we need to take to our heart, let me take it, that I establish salah first and foremost in my life. I become a pakka namazi. Together with this, each and every person in my house must become a pakka namazi. There must not be one person in my house, not one person in my house that is a bin namazi. This is what we speak about, taking the lesson of Mi'raj, that gift that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was given, taking it to heart and truly appreciating it. That every person in my house must be in namazi. If I'm coming to the masjid, I'm performing salah, I'm in deen, I'm reading Quran, making zikr, attending the zikr program, this lecture, that mashallah, deen is in my life. It must not be such, my respected elders and your brothers, the day my janazah leaves the house, the janazah of deen also leaves my house. Allah Ta'ala save us. So if we will bring deen in our lives, in the lives of our family members, then my respected elders and your brothers, barakat and blessing, happiness, peace and contentment. This is why it is mentioned, Hudhayfa radiyallahu ta'ala mentions that, an Hudhayfa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, قال, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا حزبه أمر فزع إلى الصلاة. That whenever any calamity, any problem came upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then immediately the Nabi of Allah would resort to salah. Two rakat salah, beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will solve the problem. My respected elders and brothers, that very same Allah, in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and sahaba, that very same Allah is present today. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could help Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and sahaba with their salah, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why isn't it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't help us? Definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us, provided we establish that salah. That salah is performed properly. What quality, what devotion, what concentration, establishing that salah. That not one namaz must become qaza. Ulama, we have, mashallah, in our country, we are very, very fortunate. Many, many scholars, many, many muftis, darul iftas, madrasas, darul looms. Let us go to the ulama. Sometimes we find, my respected elders and brothers, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, what qaza, qaza-i umri. There were people, my respected elders and brothers, 10 years, qaza-i umri. They went to the ulama, asked them how to work it out. Fajr, salah, zuhar, asr, maghrib, isha, five salah. How to work it out? Let me start, one by one, start performing. There were people, my respected elders and brothers, in the recent past 5-10 years, in one Ramadan, 10 years of qaza-i umri done. One Ramadan, only qaza, sorted out. So my respected, we'll go to the ulama, ask them, now this is a qaza salah, I have to sort it out. And if a person shows that initiative, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help will come accordingly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the minute a person loses hope, he becomes despondent. No, person himmat marda, madad khuda. He is determined, he will achieve it. So that whatever qaza-i umri a person has, he sorts that out. Now his ma'amla between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saf. Everything is clear. Now he's happy. That happiness, that contentment a person will get. Ask that person, my respected elders and brothers, who starts his day with a fajr salah, bowing his head down in the court of Allah. After that fajr salah, the tilawat of Quran and Majid, the Yasin Sharif, then a person goes to work. Ask him how refreshed he is. The entire day moves smoothly. On the other hand, a person, sometimes he read, some doesn't read. I mean, Allah Pak is Ghafoor Rahim, Allah Pak will make maaf. My respected elders and brothers, we have to be very, very careful with regard to this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will solve all our problems. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make everything easy for us. Today we say, you know, risk. Things are difficult. Things are not easy. A person is battling, pays rent, lights, water. Difficult. Things are very, very expensive. Things are not cheap. The promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لا نسألك رزقا نحن نرزقك. You do what you have to do. You perform your salah. Leave the rest to us. We'll sort it out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will solve all our problems. So my respected elders and brothers, you know, there's one saying, As-salatu mi'rajul mu'min. It's not a hadith. But the meaning that salah is a mi'raj of a believer. When a person is performing salah, Allahu Akbar, then he is standing directly in the court of, in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is standing in the court of Allah, directly in front of Allah, Allahu Akbar. All the veils, all the barriers between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, standing in front of Allah. Begs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, any problem he has, two rakat salah. Salatu mi'raj al-mu'min. Sahaba radiyallahu anhu became ecstatic extremely happy when the gift of salah was given. Now we can draw directly from the treasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hum Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ke khazane se barahe raas lene wale ban jaye. Become those people who take directly from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What's our mindset? Example, a person is sick. Some sickness. We go to the medicine cupboard. They got a panado, try that. Not working. Then we go to a pharmacy, try some antibiotic. Something stronger, not working. Let me go to a GP, not working. Now, let me go to a specialist, that also not work. Let me go to the best of hospitals, not work. Now, Ya Allah, give me shifa. Now, let me take out some sadaqah. No, my respected Allah's brothers, ulama, tell us, first thing, two rakat salah, beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then adopt the means. We're not saying don't go to the doctor, we're not saying don't take the medication. Do all that. Ulama, tell us, two rakat salah, beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first, take from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then adopt the means. So my respected Allah's brothers, we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah Pak give us the tawfiq of truly appreciating this gift of salah, which was given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this miraculous journey of Mi'raj. Many historians, or some historians mention that that incident had taken place on this night, although there are other narrations also. But, my respected elders and brothers, the incident of Mi'raj is lengthy. We will hear the incident time and again. But ulama tell us, the scholars are emphasizing this point, that the lessons behind this mi'raj, that give the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam true appreciation of this gift. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pa give us tawfiq of performing our 5 times daily salah. One namaz of mine will not become qaza. From today, each and every one of us, my respected elders and brothers, we sat for this program. Each and every one of us, we make some azam, we make a firm intention, this determination, inshallah, from today, one namaz won't become qaza. From today, inshallah, my 5 times daily salah, starting from tomorrow morning, that Fajr salah will be in a masjid. Then, my respected elders and brothers, we'll see how the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come. How the madad, the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the nusrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come. My respected elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, see, we have to take it upon ourselves. Inna Allah la yughayyiru ma biqawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to change the situation until we ourselves change. We will change, first thing, my respected elders and brothers, our 5 times daily salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of practicing whatever has been said. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us with the reality. Wa akhiru da'wana.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله اللهم صل على محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وصل على محمد كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم اللهم ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم عجل بنصرهم يا قوي يا عزيز اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وامتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الإيمان اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمة وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك ومن جميع سخطك اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا رب.